Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
As positive COVID cases continue to rise in Alaska, as the death tally now sits at 98 Alaskans, the focus of conversation at many proverbial water coolers has shifted to vaccinations. When will they be available? Who will get it first? Is the state going to force them on Alaskans? The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services issued a statement on Tuesday answering those questions, while also tipping Alaskans off to where they can get more answers directly from physicians. DHSS noted that safety data from COVID vaccine trials will be reviewed by the FDA, as well as independent review boards before any vaccination is authorized or approved. Moderna and Pfizer, the companies behind the leading vaccine candidates, have begun releasing more information about the drug protocols than usual to ensure transparency. Both companies have announced, quote, promising results from initial data, leading the department to say that the first distribution of vaccines could be weeks away. Once a vaccine is authorized, healthcare workers are top priority to begin receiving it, with a timeline provided showing that the state is preparing distributions to begin as soon as late November, although the date when the first doses will be available is not yet known. Governor Mike Dunleavy has reminded Alaskans that there are no plans for mandated or coerced vaccinations, and he has said so at virtually every opportunity he's had to discuss the topic. The DHSS release echoes that sentiment. While the DHSS answered many questions about vaccinations, they did not aim to answer every possible question. As this is the next step many have looked to for a reprieve from the COVID-19 emergency, information regarding vaccinations is developing rapidly. The department recommends joining their online vaccine echo teaching sessions. Their Thursday is at 2 p.m. and they're held online for free. Echo sessions allow direct access to info from some of the state's leading physicians and epidemiologists. Anyone looking to register can find the link at radiokenai.com. The Anchorage Assembly on Monday voted 7-3 to extend the municipality's COVID-19 emergency declaration period to January 15th. The vote came after 28 people testified, mostly against the extension, for about 2 hours. Prior to that vote, Acting Mayor Austin Quinn Davidson outlined what the declaration means for the municipality.
The administration is requesting an extension of the emergency declaration, which gives us the tools to respond to the pandemic. As a reminder to those listening, the emergency declaration allows the municipality to reassign personnel to respond to the emergency, it allows us to procure emergency supplies quickly, allows us to issue emergency orders like the ones that currently require mask wearing, capacity limits, and gathering limitations. And it also allows us to take swift action like creating temporary housing, such as standing up the shelter at the Sullivan Arena. As acting mayor, I recognize the weight of this responsibility and have exercised these emergency powers only to the extent necessary to protect the safety of our community. We have worked hard to communicate with the public and to give people the chance to make the decisions necessary to bring the situation under control.
After more than an hour of deliberation, the Assembly passed the resolution to extend the emergency declaration, with members Jamie Allard, Crystal Kennedy, and John Weddleton voting against. Weddleton clarified that he supported the extension but wanted to postpone action by 1 day so amendments could be introduced. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.